Last year, we announced on the show the retirement of Crackerjack King to stud at Wyndham Park in Victoria. We thought we'd check in with Dr. Kim McKellar from Wyndham Park to see how the horse has been going over the past year or so. How are you, Kim?
Very well, thanks, Joe. Nice to hear your voice.
How's he settled into stud duties?
Well, he's an old hand. He's an old stager. He's just a very, very relaxed individual and seems to enjoy his work. No nasty traits at all, thank goodness.
Got a great pedigree, of course, and he was a very serious galloper himself. In Europe, of course, between 1800 and 2200 metres were amongst his best performances, and he was the winner of seven races, including Group 1 level in Europe. What's been the take-up rate for this horse like in Australia?
I think it's been a bit disappointing, actually. He probably got 45 last year, and I'm not quite sure what his numbers are going to be this year. But I'm hoping that now that Jackalbury is obviously firing shots in New Zealand and coming over here for the big races, who's his half-brother and probably by a lesser sire, maybe that might kick him along a bit. But I think he's been undervalued from the point of view of the breeders in Victoria. I think the critical thing with him is that his first start was over 1,800 metres. And I just wonder, in actual fact, whether he might have been okay at 14 and 16 because he's a much more, he's a very fast horse. And he looks more like a 1,600-metre horse to me than a 2,000-metre horse.
Rebel Raider has been a good performer for you. What's the latest with him?
Oh, well, we've got Dollar Bill coming over to stay the night before he tackles a race at Mooney Valley. I think just the fact that we've got five serious trainers sending mares to him. I mean, trainers are very slow to send mares to stallions. But we've got five trainers and two of the best in the land sending their own mares to the stadium, and I think that's the best indicator you can have. So, you know, we've got Wasabi Bob, we've got Pretty Punk, we've got Dollar Bill currently out there, but there's a lot more to come through.
Yeah, okay. It's taken him a little while to get rolling, but as you say, with those excellent quality racehorses now gracing the tracks, it just makes your job so much easier to market these stallions.
It's much easier to talk to people. But, I think the exciting thing about him is that the people that have got him just love him and they just keep saying, yeah, well, I've got a Rebel Raider. And everyone identifies the fact that what the type they are and that they are also not just mile and a half horses. They're winning from 1,200, 1,100 metres right through to the longer distance. So he's obviously got enough speed in there to carry most pedigrees.
Okay, and what's been the response to him for this season?
We're looking at about 80 at the moment, and I think that we had 110 last year, and it's still fairly early days because there's something like 60 mares here on the farm that we haven't had allocated stallions yet. So for my information, it's too early to be predicting numbers, but it's going to be over 80 anyway.
Another horse on your roster, an interesting type, is Sports Edition, Kim.
That's interesting. One of my clients is in Port Douglas has been Sri Candy's mother to him this year. And he rang me up the other day and said, do you realise that the Autumn Sun's out of the same damn line as Sports Edition? And I thought, oh, you're joking. But in actual fact, it is. It goes right back to a really good mare out of the Talmud, which is I find quite fascinating. Born a lady, yeah. They both go back to Born a Lady, which is in the fourth dam. It's very close up. So that, I mean, his brilliance is there, and and the fact that he's a fool to Amanpour is also very handy because they basically, Amanpour is a very good horse, and this horse only had four stars, Sports Edition. So we're looking at the potentially have a very good sprinter stallion.
He's a lovely type of horse for listeners that might want to research him on your website in the gallery. You've got a lovely headshot of him posted. He is absolutely stunning, a chestnut horse, and he's the stakes-winning son, of course, of champion sire Northern Meteor and one of only three Northern Meteor colts to win at stakes level as a two-year-old, and the others were Zoo Star and Fighting Sun.
Yeah, but it's a full to Amanpour too, so it's Badminton. That really does improve the whole thing, I think. Amanpour is a very good racehorse.
And what's he like temperament-wise around the farm?
Very casual. There's no sting in him at all. No, he's a lovely horse. I mean, we're really lucky at the moment because they're all good to handle.
Yeah, okay. And what else has been making news at Wyndham Park over the past year or so since we last spoke to you?
No, not much. I had a nice holiday this year. That help?
Things must be going all right then if you can take a nice holiday.
Well, I think it's about time in my life that I should, because I'm starting to slow down on the veterinary side. So at the age of 74, I think it's probably time to hang up that sort of gear and just go back and enjoy the stud farm rather than be out there trying to make racehorses go a bit faster.
Yeah. So have you retired from veterinary work altogether, or are you still doing a bit here and there?
Still doing some, but being a bit selective. Not doing the mainstream fire engine stuff at night anymore, no.
Yeah, fair enough. Where did you go for your holiday, do you mind me asking?
We went to Europe for a couple of weeks and did a bit of that river cruising, which I thought was a bit dull. But then we went up to Norway. I found Norway absolutely fascinating. I mean, the place is so clean. The people are so friendly. The whole environment's quite amazing. Absolutely no graffiti, no rubbish on the roads. It was just a pleasure. Beautiful countryside.
Did you visit any horse properties or race meetings on your travels?
No, I missed them all. I don't know why, but I just missed the whole lot.
Have enough of it to deal with at home.
I've done the island business. I've been to Coolmore and all those places, the Curra, and no, I thought we'd just get away and do something completely different. But no, very enjoyable. Should be. I recommend it to anyone.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Kim McKellar, on Talking Horses this week.
Thank you very much, Joe.
And nice to hear that things are going well for them at Wyndham Park, with Rebel Raider in particular. And let's hope that things can fire up for Crackerjack King in the next season or two.